This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, November 5, 2021, and this is the headlines. The Securities and Exchange Commission Davao Extension Office has reiterated its call to the public to conduct a thorough study before putting their money in entities soliciting investments. The office made the call after 25 people in General Santos City filed their complaint with the National Bureau of Investigation National Headquarters after the entity they invested in, the MERS Business Center, failed to fulfill its promise of providing them 30% of return in investments. Among those who filed the complaint was a retired public school employee who claimed he invested 1.5 million pesos, including the money that his wife borrowed from a local bank. Meanwhile, five police officials are on the short list of candidates for the country's next top cop, Department of the Interior and Local Government Secretary Eduardo Anyo said. Anyo said he has submitted the list to President Rodrigo Duterte, who will choose the replacement of outgoing PNP Chief Guillermo Eleazar, who will retire on November 13 upon reaching the mandatory retirement of 56. Among the contenders for the post are Lieutenant General Joselito Vera Cruz, Deputy Chief for Administration, Lieutenant General Efraim Dixon, Deputy Chief for Operations, and Lieutenant General Leonardo Carlos, the Chief of the Directorial Staff. In business, the rate of price increases likely increased to 5% last October, given the continued increase of crude oil prices in the international market. According to the October 2021 issue of the First Metro Investment Corporation and University of Asia and the Pacific joint publication, prices of West Texas Intermediate averaged at $71.65 per barrel last September, while price of Brent crude registered an average of $74.49 per barrel during the same period. It, however, said this was not reflected in the September 2021 domestic inflation rate because local oil companies adjust their prices with an average of 2-week lag. In another story, a top company in cybersecurity, Trend Micro Philippines, is holding another event to discuss the issue of cybersecurity in the country from November 10 to 12. The annual conference is bringing industry leaders to engage members of the industry and discuss trends, new technologies, and recent and anticipated threats across the IT landscape. Trend Micro has been holding the event Decode for 5 years now, allowing opportunities not only for networking but also for empowering and inspiring cybersecurity professionals to continuously seek growth and new knowledge to enhance the cybersecurity industry as a whole. In sports, golf sensation Yuka Saso, born to a Japanese father and a Filipino mother, has chosen Japan for her citizenship. Saso was forced to change citizenship because under Japanese laws, she needs to choose her citizenship before she turns 22. This would also allow her to secure sponsorships of Japanese companies. The change in citizenship would also allow the 20-year-old Saso to participate in international tournaments without the need for a visa, as a Japanese passport is among the most recognized passports in the world. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.